Rick, I want to start with just your reaction when this news came down, as tragic and stunning as it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was disbelief. This can't possibly be true, not of Kobe Bryant. And it was particularly personal for me because my teenage daughter, who plays basketball, was the one who first told me, hey, did you see this Kobe news? Because she knew that I knew Kobe well, and she actually had never met him, but when she first started playing basketball along with her brother in elementary school, she exchanged video clips with Kobe. Kobe encouraging her and her brother to, you know, work on their game, but more important to work on their school and not to give their dad a hard time. And so she felt like she knew Kobe on some level. Even more recently, in the last month or so, I sent Kobe a clip of my daughter working on a particular move, and he texted back, hey, you should bring her, you need to move down here, you need to put her in the Mamba Academy. And we talked at one point, he was going to have Gianna play my daughter one-on-one, and we just had a lot of exchanges like that that my daughter was well aware of. And so when it happened, an entire array of emotions, from thinking about this idea that, you know, Kobe's relationship with Gianna had come to a full stop, and my relationship with my daughter, and the feelings that we, Kobe and I, had shared about our relative desire to teach not only our own kids, but every kid sort of the right way to play basketball. There was just a lot there. And to have all that kind of unfold yesterday, I'm still, you know, today, just telling my wife, it's like, you know, Kobe and I, since he retired, I didn't spend a ton of time around him. We still obviously were in communication, but it just does not seem real. And I hit these jags every now and then when I think about all that he had in front of him, as I feel I hope I have in front of him. And to have that abruptly end yesterday just does not seem fair or fitting for the Kobe Bryant and the Kobe Bryant story as I knew it.
Rick, we've been trying to tackle this through the first half of our show this morning, and not to be flippant and make comparisons, but just trying to, you know, sort of quantify this. You know, I'm a big baseball fan. Tony Gwynn passed tragically, you know, not long after he was done playing, and it didn't have this same effect as this kind of had globally. Obviously, Kobe Bryant was so incredible, such a first-class talent, you know, Hall of Famer. He was great for so long. Why do you think this has had the cultural impact this has had? Try to quantify that for us.
Because for as great as he proved to be, he also was very human on a very large platform. We literally watched him grow up. We watched him make all sorts of mistakes. We watched him have discord with his coaches and his teammates, his wife. We saw him get into legal trouble. And we saw him not only survive, but overcome it all and achieve the dreams that he sought. And even going from playing, having this phenomenal career, to the typical struggle of every athlete after the shouting is over and they've got to hang it up and they have to move on and they just can't do it. And he did it effortlessly, and he did it in a way that was giving back to sharing his love for basketball, writing inspirational children's books. I mean, the scope of his life was not perfect by any means, but there was this relentless desire to I'm going to overcome whatever's in front of me. I'm going to find a way. And I think people gravitated to that. They admired it. But they could also identify with it because he had many of the same trials and tribulations that we've all had at various times, and then shared the joy of, you know, a very simple thing. I really think that seeing all those things happen in his career, and then he moves on, and if not, you know, the Kobe Bryant, the fierce competitor that we then see courtside talking with his daughter, sharing with her, it might have been courtside, it might have been a Lakers game, but it was very much an intimate father-daughter enjoying sharing something, a teachable moment. And I think we can all connect with that, and to see Kobe like that in that very human moment, and imagining what he had in front of him and had it with all of his daughters and his family. And then to think that that all just came to an abrupt end. I believe that is what has made this resonate as strongly as it has.
Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher on Grant and Danny. On the floor as a player, what will his legacy be?
That he was the closest thing that we saw to Michael Jordan after so many guys were touted to be the next Michael Jordan, so many guys aspired to be the next Michael Jordan, and they all were just decimated by the shadow of Michael Jordan. Somehow Kobe, and he said it to me at one point, it was like he could not prove definitively that he was greater than Michael Jordan. It's what he wanted to accomplish, as lofty as that bar may have been, but he knew that he could never definitively achieve that. He just wanted to be in the conversation. He just wanted everyone to say, well, boy, he was pretty damn close, or yeah, you know what, I could make a case where this is how he was better. And I honestly think in some ways the way he made the transition to his post-playing career was him still trying to win that argument, because last few weeks of his last year playing, I thought he would struggle. I thought he's going to come back to basketball. He's going to come back to competition. He may come back to playing. He's going to have his, might be with the Lakers, but he's going to have his Washington Wizards moment as Michael did. And we were, and there were, none of that was happening that last year. And it was in the final weeks of the season, I was walking out with him to his car and at the Staples Center. And I said, look, I gotta tell you, man, you proved me wrong. I really thought you were going to struggle with this. I thought that by now we'd be hearing reservations about whether you were really retiring or not, or that it was just going to be an emotional challenge. We'd see it. And I said, I'm getting none of that. And he kind of smirked and he goes, you didn't think I was going to be Michael, did you? And and that's, not only did he say it then, but he carried it. Like he just turned the page. I'm done doing that. And even like when there were rumors that he was involved with the Lakers decision-making, was he going to come into the front office? He and I texted back and forth about that. And he said, they keep trying to pull me in. He goes, I don't have the least bit interest. I'm out. I'm moving on. And as hard as it was for people to believe, he truly found a way to do that.